Okay, Jay, would you like to, I know that, well, thank you first of all for agreeing to give this interview again.
Yes.
And I know that your father was really instrumental in starting the club, and perhaps you could tell me about how this club started.
Well, it was kind of the vision of three different people. My father being one. He was at the time the club was getting started, the head tennis pro at the Barrington Hills Country Club. And one of the members out there, a fellow by the name of Bill Ilvesacker, an avid tennis player, approached my father, who was at the time teaching school in Niles, Niles East. He was actually the high school coach and business and typing teacher there. And approached him to say, would you like to start an indoor tennis club? And back in that time, in the early 60s, there were really no tennis clubs in the entire country. It was one of the very first to be built indoor-wise. And the sixth club to be built in Chicago. And so Bill Ilvesacker said, would you like to start this company? And called the Barrington Tennis Club at the time. And my father said, great, traded in his teacher's pension of 14 years, much to my mother's displeasure, and bought into the concept. And so that kind of, the company was born, or the at the time, the Barrington Tennis Club was formed. And it was just an indoor club at the time. It had no outdoor tennis courts, it had no pool, it had just indoor tennis. And so my father was remained on as the summertime pro at the Barrington Hills Country Club for the first 2 years after the indoor club was built. In fact, in my corner over here, you might see, I don't know if I had, I didn't have this in my other office, but there's the original placard, that orange thing, says the Barrington Tennis Club.
Oh, yes.
And that was the original marketing piece that was put out to market the club. And if you look up on the picture, that was the exhibition match that we had with Maureen Conley Brinker. And Bill Ilvesacker is in the picture along with my father and Maureen Conley. So that was in November of 1965. So it always reminds me of the first year the club was open. So I know it was October of 1965.
Wonderful pictures.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It is. So that's kind of how the whole thing started. And my dad had taught at the Barrington Hills Country Club for 4 years. He was the summertime pro when he was a school teacher. So he'd been there for 4 years before we actually moved out to South Barrington, or actually Barrington, into town. My dad and I and our parents, our family moved to Barrington on Skyline Drive, just backing up to Route 59. So I drive by that house still and have fond memories of that.
And